This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials said Tuesday the death toll from a partially collapsed Miami, Florida area condo building rose by 4 to 32 as rescue workers brace for a tropical storm and relatives of a deceased family of four prepare for the disaster's first funeral. A total of 113 people remain missing 12 days after roughly half of the 12-story Champlain Towers South building came tumbling down early in the morning on June 24th. Workers still searching the mountain of debris face strong winds as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches from the south. Although forecasts predict the Surfside area should avoid the brunt of Elsa on its projected course north from Cuba, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely and could hinder the search and rescue effort. Investigators have not determined what caused the 40-year-old complex to collapse. Miami-Dade's mayor cautions it could take some time to find the exact cause. And the western coast of Florida is bracing for the arrival Wednesday of Tropical Storm Elsa after dumping heavy rain on Cuba and pounding the Florida Keys. Forecasters expect Elsa to slowly strengthen through Tuesday night and be at near hurricane strength before making landfall in Florida Wednesday morning. Worsening weather conditions in southern Florida fueled by Elsa are hindering that search for survivors. At the partial collapse of that residential building, it was fully demolished on Sunday in anticipation of the strong winds brought on by Tropical Storm Elsa. Rainfall is expected Tuesday in the Florida Atlantic town of Surfside, where the building collapsed on June 24th. And once again, that death toll is at least 32 people, with 113 still missing. More on this story and all the stories we cover at our website, voanews.com. This is